welcome to all Caribbean entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And I'm back. It is your boy, Karan Rose. DJ, cut the beat. Folks, happy Monday morning, December 13th. I hope you are prepared for another fun-filled week. I hope you guys had a relaxing weekend. You guys got all your chores done. Hopefully you spent some time relaxing and just getting your mind and your body right as we wind down for the ending of 2021. And honestly, as much as I'm looking forward to 2022, I don't even want to think about 2022 right now. Right now, I'm kind of just caught up in, you know what, just, you know, what's happening here now, relaxing and just taking it easy. And I mean, I know all the experts are telling you, finish the year strong, finish it strong. But I feel like that's great advice when, you know, things are normal. when the world was normal, I felt like that was great advice. And now it's like, whew, take your time, folks. Take your time. Finishing strong doesn't necessarily need to be on the business side of things. It doesn't need to, you know, end in a $1 million deal. I mean, it would be good, but I think now more than ever, I think people just need to try to figure out how to unwind and relax and just get themselves right. Because you know what? The work never finishes. The work don't ever finish. It really doesn't. You know, so relax. And do not beat yourself up if you feel like you have not had a productive day. I think at this point, we kind of intentionally need to say, I'm not doing anything. And that is quite okay. There's going to be money to make. There's going to be opportunities. And yes, there might need to be. And we're gonna be forced with some decisions where opportunities could land on our desk right now. And you're gonna be forced to make a choice of, you know, do I jump on this opportunity and help me, you know, put me forward for however long? Or, you know, do I skip on this opportunity and just prioritize just getting myself right, relaxing, winding down? And I mean, again, that's a balance, because maybe the opportunity is something that you desperately needed, something that might not just come around again. But when you are getting these opportunities and mentally you are not there, physically you are just not, and you're physically you're not capable of being up to the task, you could jump into opportunities and jeopardize everything simply because mentally and physically you are not there. And spiritually, you could not be there spiritually and just ruin the opportunity, right? So don't just heed the advice of finishing strong. Really take a look at where you are. And maybe the best thing for you is to relax, is to wind down and, you know, get yourself ready for the upcoming year. Because, I mean, we still have COVID. And it ain't going anywhere, you know. It's not going anywhere. So take your time. That's my little advice. I mean, again, for me this year, I think for the past couple of years, finishing strong was I went hard right to the end. This year, finishing strong for me is actually in doing a lot of this, a lot of the quote unquote self-care stuff. So I've been going to the gym. I started going to the gym again. I've just been trying to make sure that I've been consistent. I've done my massages. I've started to meditate. I've started to just really go outside of my patio and just sit there and breathe. Take in the scenery, take in the birds, look at the animals, and just relax. You know, I have not picked up a book in a couple of weeks, and usually I like to start my days off reading. But right now, just haven't been. It's not that I haven't been there. I just don't want to be. Right now, I'm intentionally saying I am going to unwind and relax. And you know what? The podcast is still, you know, keeping me going. The podcast is still something that, you know, is kind of keeping me going. I still love engaging with the community and talking to you guys. So you might get podcasts up until the end of the year. Maybe next week I say, you know what? I'm going to take a break and I'm not even going to do a podcast. Who knows? But at least for right now, the podcast is still pumping. But I've started to kind of just relax off of, you know, other platforms and other activities that I would really do. Anywho, enough about that. Rose, what are we talking about today? What's good? What do you got for us? Well, today's topic is a question. And I'm not sure if you guys are hearing my rooster in the background. I call him Jim Crow. This is usually his time where he's making the most amount of noise. If you guys hear this random cock-a-doodle-doo in the background, yeah. Jim Crow's in the background. They're doing his thing. All right. So question for today is, can short form content on TikTok or Reels hurt your business? Can short form content on TikTok or Reels hurt your business? That's the question for episode number 52, right? Now, I know what you're thinking. Everybody and their mother is telling you that right now you should be on TikTok, maximizing their insane organic reach. Hell, I've even told you, you know, it's a good time to be on TikTok because Google is indexing the videos, adding the fact that TikTok has their amazing organic reach right now, higher than any other platform, any other social media platform. So, I mean, it's great to go over there and you know, build your name, right? Let's dive into it. Now, have you been struggling on Instagram lately? The Caribbean just got Reels and all of the experts are saying that you should be using it to help get some of that growth on Instagram because the Reels is now in the Caribbean. We know that, you know, Instagram is giving some priority, some additional reach to Reels, just like how they've been doing with live video and whatnot. So it's a good way to build your following over on Instagram. We know TikTok has their amazing organic reach, so people are over there on TikTok, you know, putting out content left and right, left, right, and center, right? So, all that being said, how on earth are you asking a question like, can short-form content on TikTok or Reels hurt your business? Well, let's talk about it, right? Let's talk about it. Because I have 3 points. I have 3 ways that I think and I feel. Not think. I really do believe that these 3 ways we're going to dive into. As much as Reels and TikTok is giving you reach, especially TikTok, as much as they're giving you that organic reach, I also think that there are 3 reasons that this is actually hurting business owners. Now, again, I want you guys to keep in mind, the majority of you who are listening to my content are business owners. Whether you are small, medium, you're solopreneurs, or you're in enterprise or corporate space, heck, even government listens to my content, right? I want you to be reminded that the content that I put out is for you guys, it's for the business community, right? The way that content creators who are just creating content for escapism or entertainment, I don't really speak to them because they're doing their stuff for fun, right? And they can get a following, and then they can make some money by, you know, getting featured in ads, or, you know, businesses reaching out to them to tap into their audience and whatnot. They could get those, they can get those contributions, but they're not really businesses, right? So when I speak, I'm speaking from a business perspective, right? And again, when you're using social media, business owners, you need to remind, you need to keep in mind that you are business first, content creator second. You're doing this to fuel your business. You're not doing this just for shits and giggles, right? So for starters, TikTok allows you to create 15, 30, 60 second and 3 minute videos. What most people, and by people I'm talking about the experts and the coaches and the gurus, what they are doing is they are jumping on TikTok. They are posting three times a day, and they're telling you to post three times a day. Why? Because they want you to take advantage of the algorithms. They want you to post three times a day so that you can get this amazing microwave set of growth on the platform. However, what is happening is that they are littering it with surface level content. So this is the first way. This is the first way that short form content is hurting business owners. So for one, jumping on TikTok and littering it with superficial, super, super surface level content, just to get to the three posts per day. The vast majority of content I see on TikTok and Reels is surface level, really surface level stuff. A lot of the content, when you try it out, half the time doesn't even work. However, business owners who have never seen growth on any other social media platform are there taking advantage of TikTok as best as they can. It has become a land grab. Trying to get as many followers as possible before TikTok does what every other social media platform before it has done, which is to change their algorithm and limit organic reach. What many people forget is that so many of the big, big accounts on Instagram built their followings during the times when platforms weren't so limited. So now that there's a new kid on the block, business owners are there trying to post three times a day and sacrificing quality for quantity. Now, the difference is that when people are making videos on YouTube, they sit down. And there's a reason why you get one video a week. Because they're sitting down and they are trying to craft the best content that they can, optimize that content. Because YouTube is a search engine, we know that when people jump on Google and type in a question, your videos can come up explaining, you know, what you talked about in that video, right? So people don't just pump out content on YouTube like they do on social media with the short form content, right? And even the people that do pump out content, you know, three videos a week, five videos a week on YouTube, they have still found ways to kind of give you substance and long form content. So again, they sit down and they craft content of substance that goes into depth on YouTube. And again, now you might be thinking, well, that's YouTube. That's what we go to YouTube for. We go to YouTube for the in-depth content. We don't go to Instagram for the long-form content. We don't go to TikTok for the long-form content, even though TikTok has expanded their videos to the 3 minutes long, to the 3 minute long mark, right? we still kind of go to TikTok for the short form content. But again, as we go on, I'm gonna be diving into more. I'm gonna give you guys two other reasons why short form content is and can hurt your business, and you have to be mindful of it. Right. So for one, short form content on TikTok and on Reels, people are sacrificing quality for quantity, and they're delivering super surface level content on these platforms just to get out the three posts per day, just so that they can get the organic reach on TikTok. And what's always funny is kind of just looking at some of the people who are experiencing growth on TikTok. When you go find them on other social media platforms, they have almost no following. I'm talking about 100 followers, 1,000 followers, you know, and they're posting content like crazy and not getting anything, right? But they jump on TikTok and they're posting the content and they're getting a following. Now, again, I kind of look at it like, if you've been out for 4, 5, 6 years and you haven't, you know, grown on any other platform, I take that into consideration in terms of, is this person legit? Is their content legit? Is what they're talking about good stuff? Have they been able to put this stuff to use for growth? Or is it that you have just jumped on you're one of the first people to come on to a new platform and you're putting out stuff and you're taking advantage of the organic reach, and that's why you have grown. Just take that into consideration when you are looking at experts, because not all experts are experts. Especially when you look on TikTok, again, a lot of it is surface level stuff. And it could be that they have a following more so because that's just the platform and it's giving out the organic reach. But if they have been out 4+ years, why have they not grown on any of the other platform? Just keep that in mind. And again, and I also want to highlight that it's not always about the followers, right? Because you could still have a low follower count, but you are writing in the newspapers, you're getting featured on TV, or you are coming out as an expert on TV, or you have a book, or there's so many other ways to kind of validate you as an expert or a thought leader in your space, right? So again, it's not all about the followers, but have you been able to grow your brand, you know, utilizing all of the old platforms, and for the last 4 or 5 years you have been out? And when you look, you're not being featured, you're not writing anywhere, you don't have your book out, nobody's calling you out as an expert to be featured or to give your opinion and thoughts on topics. So again, you just keep all that into consideration. Don't just jump on TikTok and say, oh wow, this person has, you know, 15,000 followers, 20,000 followers, they must be an expert. But then when you go and you look at the rest of the digital footprint, you're like, yo, outside of TikTok, nobody knows you or values you as a leader in your space. So keep that in mind, all right? Keep that in mind. Number two, the second reason why I think that short-form content is and can hurt business owners is that, so as I said, business owners are sacrificing long-form content for the short-form content. This is critical. This is critical because change doesn't happen via one-minute videos. Let me repeat that. Change does not happen via 1-minute videos. In order to make change, you need to have long form content that will allow you to explore a topic in various depths, and you need a curriculum to bring people through a process. So by simply jumping onto the TikTok and Reels wagon and no longer working on a long-form content strategy, sure, you might grab followers, but you are not diving into anything with depth or actually showcasing your expertise. Business owners need to find a happy marriage with short-form content, long-form content, and positioning their products and services as the solutions to solve customer problems or to help them achieve their desires. If you are someone creating content for fun, then you can go forth and create that entertaining escapism content. And you can take advantage of all of the trends and grow your name. Business owners, you have a business, which means that you need to keep that at the forefront of your content strategy. You need to focus on creating content that helps your audience. If you are not creating any long-form content on any medium, then you need to rethink your strategy. The short-form content needs to feed into your long-form content to properly help your audience and showcase the range of your expertise. So let me give you an old trick that I use. This isn't new. I did not invent this, but this is definitely something that I use in my short form and long form content strategy. So I use short form video to break down my long form content into bite-sized pieces or high-level recaps of my long-form content. And then I let people know if they want to dive into more of the discussion, feel free to check out my blog, my podcast, or my live stream. The goal should always be to not only have short-form content, since there's only so much you can pack into it, but have it as a complement to your long-form content. It's real easy to jump on TikTok, take a question, and jump into it for 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute. That is one of the easiest things to be able to do, especially, again, if you are keeping it surface level. You can jump in there, blab away, and what I want you, the audience, to realize is that you need to look at the content creators and look to see, you know, are they, you know, diving into this topic elsewhere in depth, right? And if you are the business owner and you are putting out information and content in your space, again, you want to ensure that even though you are on TikTok, I'm not telling you don't use TikTok. I'm just giving you guys, you know, some ways for this thing to really make more sense. When you go on TikTok, even if you are posting, you know, the 1 minute videos, the short form content, you're showcasing your behind the scenes, you're having some fun. But if you are posting content over there, make sure that you have a place where you have your long form content. So that way, you know, beyond just telling people at the end of a TikTok video, hey, follow me for more tips, you should really be helping people. You should really be kind of pushing people to your long form content. Or, yo, if you want more information about this topic, you know, hit my link and check out the latest blog or the latest podcast or the latest live stream. That way you have the opportunity. You have the opportunity to dive deeper. But then people who are, you know, want more information, they want more. They're not just following you for more surface level tips. They're going to follow you because, okay, even if you have enticed me with a 60 second video on a topic, if you now tell me, hey, I dive into this deeper somewhere else, if I want more information on that topic, you bet your bottom dollar, I am going to go and listen to that podcast. I'm going to go read that blog, or I'm going to go watch your YouTube video. Because if you've just left me, how I feel 95% of the time watching TikTok videos is you've just left me hanging. That's how I feel. I feel like you've left me hanging. I feel like you've told me about something, and I'm sitting there waiting for more. And then by the time your video is done and you're like, follow me for more tips, my usual response is, that's it. I want more. Now, that's okay if you have your long form content somewhere else. So if I know you've discussed this topic in a greater depth on your podcast, then I would say, oh, shoot. Okay, well, let me go jump over on your podcast and let me go listen to it because I'm really interested and I want more information on this topic. But what's happening is that people are just focused on the land grab on TikTok and they just want to build their following up. and quickly get to 10,000 followers on TikTok. So they build their following up, giving you surface level tips, telling you to follow for more. That's the call to action. And they have no long form content anywhere else, or they're not consistent with any of the long form content anywhere else. But we're going to be consistent on TikTok because we want to build a following. And you need to be careful of that as a consumer. But most importantly, if you are the business owner, you need to be careful with that. Post your tip videos on TikTok. Build a following on TikTok, but balance your short form content strategy out. Balance it out with a healthy long form content strategy. Because change in your audience will not happen via 1 minute videos. Change is going to happen via your long form content and your curriculum. If you are somebody who is an infopreneur, right? But again, you could have a product-based business. You could have a skincare product and you're selling products, but then you also have, you know, your content that puts out a lot of information. And then you could be selling digital courses or ebooks or all the other things that help you, you know, package your knowledge and turn that into a product as well. All right. So number three. So the third way that short form content can really hurt or hinder your business is short form content is getting favored because it is perceived as quick and easy to put together, but it does not replace an overall strategy. So what do I mean by that? Building your brand on one social media platform can hurt your business overall because you throw everything out the window with respects to a holistic digital strategy. Most business owners doubling down on short-form content are throwing out the window things like their website, email list, notification list, retargeting strategies, WhatsApp business, pay-per-click, search engine marketing, SMS marketing, messenger campaigns, data collection, and much, much more. Now, you might be thinking, well, the reason we focus on social media is because social media is free. But it's not. Access to social media might be free, but it still costs you time and money to create the content you post onto the free social media platforms. Think about all the tools, the software, the equipment you use to create content. Social media costs. Matter of fact, everything has a cost. But all of the different marketing channels I mentioned before have their various costs, from free to whatever paid plans you decide to take, but they are all accessible to small business owners. Even on the free tiers, there's still things that you could use on the free tiers to implement into your business to create a holistic digital strategy. It's better that you sacrifice the time and energy learning the different mechanisms of an overall digital strategy than just going all in on one platform, especially as a business owner. Sure, you might get leads and sales from the platform, but the goal isn't only to be relevant on one platform, but to learn how your business can become omnipresent. When one social media platform goes down, that should not be the end of your business or your business day. Your business needs to be an ecosystem. Your business needs to be an ecosystem and not a one-trick pony standing on flimsy ground. Business owners, stop sacrificing your overall digital and business strategies to gain a big following on TikTok, IG, or LinkedIn, or Facebook. Every single channel has its purposes in order to build the longevity of your business, But it's also there. These channels and systems and tools are there to collect data for your business. And I'm not talking just the age group of what people have visited your social media platform. I'm talking real data. The tools are there to help drive your leads and sales and help real transformation amongst your audience. So these are three areas where short form video is hurting business owners. And let me just quickly recap them. For one, short form content on TikTok is hurting businesses because the business owners are jumping on TikTok, and because they're trying to get as many followers as possible, they're posting three times a day, but they're posting super surface level content, and they are forgoing a long form strategy. They're just focusing on trying to build up the following while the going is good, and TikTok is handing out organic reach like candy. Number two, business owners are sacrificing the short form content because, again, like I said, change cannot happen in 1 minute videos, and they're sacrificing their long form content where the change can actually happen. So as a business owner, you don't want to be sacrificing, you know, your long form content simply because you want to double down on creating as many TikTok videos or Instagram reels as possible. Change doesn't happen via the 1 minute videos. And number three, how short form content is hindering businesses is that people are favoring it as a quick and easy solution because it's easy to quickly put together these short form videos and upload them, and they are foregoing the overall digital strategy. They are foregoing the things like, again, their email list, notification list, retargeting strategies, WhatsApp business, and all the rest of the things we mentioned about earlier in the episode. Posting on TikTok, posting on Instagram Reels doesn't replace all of the other marketing channels. And as a business owner, I'm not talking about, you know, your typical average TikTok video creator. I'm talking about as a business owner, it is your job as a business to learn the different mechanisms and how they all work and build a holistic digital strategy that works for your business so you can build longevity, so that you can be found via multiple platforms, so that your content leads to change. Sure, use your short form video content to entice, to recap, to give quick tips, but it should not replace an overall digital strategy. So I hope this episode dropped some dimes for you. I hope it gave you something to think about, all right? Because I don't want you to get caught up in that web of just focusing on TikTok or IG Reels just because it's quick, easy, and we also don't have to worry about, or at least you think that just by doubling down on these platforms that you no longer have to worry about any of the other mechanisms and tools. So I hope that this episode, you know, put some things into perspective and made you rethink you just doubling down on short form video and putting out as many TikTok videos and reels as humanly possible. Do not neglect all of the other things that you have to do, because ultimately TikTok, the organic reach, is going to follow suit like any other platform. And the organic reach is going to go down. So you don't want to. So yes, put out the TikTok videos, but don't sacrifice your overall digital strategy. Don't have those other platforms suffer, because those are your long-term strategies, and they're going to be there from now until whenever, right? That's it from me, folks. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Karen Rose. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok, making them 1 minute videos for you guys as well. Right, so you guys can follow me over there. Check out the KarenRose.com website for all things building your online presence and monetizing your platforms. Don't forget to check out the Digipreneur.fm website to subscribe to the email list or notification list to ensure that you never miss an episode. All right. please, oh please, so that the Digipreneur FM community globally grows. If you can, do me a favor, drop me a review. Let me know how you guys feel about the podcast. And you can rate the podcast as well. That helps with the overall growth of the Digipreneur FM community. That is it from me today, folks. Have yourself a wonderful week and take care.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Karan Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the DigiBoss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.